former country club tennis pro and a high school baseball player. Don't be too impressed. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, just figured it out. If you're a Boston cream pie, chocolate cream pie, peanut butter pie, if you're that person, then you're right. Then comparing cobbler to it is wrong. But if you're telling me you're bringing an apple pie to the table and I'm bringing a triple berry cobbler, you lose.
You're losing.
You lose. Yes, you lose.
You're beating me because here's what I figured it out. So thank you to Peter for hitting me up or hitting us up on Twitter. The reason why pie is the ultimate winner here is because the extra layer of crust that you get at the bottom. Yeah, I just don't want to scoop into some crust and apples.
You're not just scooping into crust. You're scooping into this sweet biscuit type dough. It's different.
I'm getting that on pie with the crumble on top.
You haven't had it.
Oh, no, Dad. No way. Get the cobbler out of here. Thank you for helping me out on this. So, here's what we're going to do.
We got to go to Pat Murphy and be the tiebreaker. Pat Murphy can weigh in on this real quick.
Give me one second here. When we get back in studio, what's going to happen is I'm going to bring an apple pie, and you're going to bring a peach cobbler, and we'll see what the guys and the gals say at the station.
It doesn't have to be a peach cobbler. It can be a cobbler of my choice.
Okay. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Pat Murphy, bucknuts.com. Pie or cobbler?
That's an interesting conversation to metaphorically walk in on here. I guess I'd say pie, but I am more of a peach guy than an apple guy. I'm really more of a cake guy in general if we're talking about any of these things. So, I mean, cake. I guess I have my preference. But, yeah, between those two, probably pie, but I do really like peaches. So, I don't know. I'm torn. Right. Yeah. I'll have to be invited to
Cake's way down in the lineup. Cake may be a healthy scratch.
Wow.
Hey, Pat, what questions that you have now about the Ohio State spring game you believe could be answered by the time we get to Saturday night?
Well, I'm going to be interested really in how they format this because I think that kind of depends on the questions. And Ryan Day talked about this the other day that they're going to do some, you know, football in the first half. It doesn't sound like they're going to do a lot of tackling, which kind of limits how much you can judge, especially defensively. But I am interested to see what the running backs look like a lot, and that's something that I thought maybe I wouldn't care about as much coming into spring practice. You know, I knew Master Teague was back, and we've just heard a lot about especially the freshmen and what they've been able to do. So that's something I'm keeping my eye on. I'm interested in kind of this linebacker. You know, they've talked about a lot of depth there and really having this hybrid position, it sounds like, from the bits and pieces we've seen and gathered from practice. So those are two positions that probably before spring I wasn't necessarily as interested in that I am now. And I think we can try and get some answers in terms of where guys stand and whatnot Saturday at the shoe.
Speaking of trying to find answers, I think a lot of Buckeye fans are trying to figure out what this staff's going to do about answering the defensive back problem, the passing game problem that we saw this defense deal with, and mainly against Alabama. That was kind of the last taste in everyone's mouths. What have you learned about how they want to go about it this year? Any changes that have jumped out to you defensively early on here in the spring?
I think the biggest thing is, and I know this isn't an answer that people really like, but the fact that they actually have spring ball to work with these guys, and especially the younger guys, you know, the Seven Banks being out, Cameron Brown being out, it's Legend Cavazos, it's Ryan Watts, you know, some of the other young DBs are getting a lot of practice. And Ryan Day's talked about this a lot, is guys are getting better because they're getting work. And you know, this time last year, none of these guys – and I mean, that's Sean Wade all the way down. We're getting the work that they are now. So I think that there's really something to that. Now, I do think, you know, we've seen 2 years in a row the team kind of get exploited with the way they play defense throughout the year by an offense that's at the elite level, that college football playoff level. So I think there does need to be some form of a, as Ryan Day calls it, change-ups to this defense. I think they need to be more diverse. You know, I think that can happen, though, with when you have more time, when you have fall camp and you know, full spring. So, you know, I'm excited to see. I don't think we'll see any changes yet, but I think that's something more they work on this summer and get to the fall when they sort of have their pieces back in there. But, you know, I do think this is going to make a difference to helping this defense look a lot better than it was last year, which I'm hoping was kind of an anomaly based on what we've seen from this Ohio State defense in the past.
Yeah, you know, listen, they lost Alabama, and know it looked like they got shredded. There's no way around it, but it was Alabama, and we know what they had. But, you know, we do measure them, Pat, as everyone does, against winning a championship. Look, they played for one last year, so they were really close. How do you feel about, you know, can you rewind your mind to how you felt going into last season? Once the season was saved and you knew there would be football, how you felt about their chances going in last year versus how you feel about them this year?
Well, last year, obviously, you have your returning quarterback. You feel good about that. You don't have that going to this year. As talented as you may think those three freshmen, or, you know, two sophomores and one freshman, I guess they're kind of like freshmen, are going to be. So that's one thing that definitely changes. And, you know, I think at this time last year, I thought Sean Wade was going to be an All-American type of player. And obviously, he didn't play that well for whatever reason. So I think my expectations will be a little bit lower going into the season. You know, you're replacing linebackers. You have to fill some holes on offensive line. But, I mean, this is Ohio State. You know, they say you don't rebuild, you reload. And I think the expectation still is to win the Big Ten and get to the college football playoff. And, you know, then it kind of depends how you progress throughout the year. So I think my expectations will start a little bit lower, but it never gets too low with Ohio State, I don't think.
You know, head back to the offensive side of the rock with you, Patrick. I'm always fascinated by these wide receivers. We know the two big dogs in the room in Wilson and Olave, but a couple young guys recently have been making some noise, losing their black stripes and things like that. Wide receiver name you're intrigued by, not name Wilson or Olave going into Saturday.
I'm really interested in guy you didn't mention there, in Julian Fleming. You know, he was the number one receiver coming out of high school last year, and we just didn't see a lot of him. When we didn't see a lot of the freshmen in general last season. Yeah, I think that's, again, is a product of the strange offseason and a shortened regular season. But he's a guy that they were really excited about, and they were excited about all those guys, but I think, you know, now you've had a year in the program. You've had a year to really develop. So I'm interested to see what last year's number one wide receiver can do, you know, how he's refined route running, catching the ball, all those things that maybe weren't quite where they needed to be. He came from a high school that ran a lot of wing tees, so he didn't have to do some of the stuff that Ohio State requires in their passing game. I think a year in the system will really help him. But honestly, all of these guys, you know, there's just so much talent in this room. I was writing something the other day and it dawned on me, this is probably the deepest wide receiver room maybe in Ohio State history. I mean, as long as I can remember. So, you know, I think you hear about these freshmen getting their black stripes off and how great they are. It's like, okay, well, maybe they'll contribute this year. And then you got to find a place for them on the depth chart, right? And that's tough with all these guys. But yeah, to me, Julian Fleming's one I'm still really interested in because we just haven't seen him yet. And there was a reason he was the top-ranked wide receiver coming out of high school last year.
All right, final minute or two here with Pat Murphy, our friend from Bucknuts.com. Do you believe that there is any kind of quarterback race here, or is this just setting up as the other two pushing Stroud to become the man? And that's what Ryan Day hopes happens.
I do think there is a competition, but I also think Stroud has a leg up in it, you know, for whatever that's worth. These are three talented quarterbacks. You know, I think they all bring something a little bit different to the table. And I think Stroud probably gives you the best mix of everything with his ability to move around and run when you need him to. You know, I think he's probably the most similar to Justin Fields from what I've seen from his high school tape and guys that I've talked to about him. But that doesn't mean the other guys aren't really talented. And, you know, there certainly is something to keeping this everything quiet to, you know, make sure everyone's happy and splitting the reps as much as possible. You know, I do think this is Stroud's competition to lose, but when you have three talented guys in there, you know, if one guy takes a step one day and starts to feel that confidence, I think, you know, something can change. And I do think everyone's getting their fair shot, especially Stroud and Miller, who obviously, you know the playbook and whatnot. But, you know, if I'm betting on a quarterback to be the starter day one next September at Minnesota, I'm putting my money on CJ Stroud.
Okay. All right, well done. Pat, always enjoy our conversation. We'll bring you in later on when we go with the pie, cake, cobbler, crumble debate, and you will definitely be a part of that one as well. So thank you.
Sounds good. I'll bring some cake in. I'll have that cooked up and ready to go.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Good to have you, Pat Murphy, on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangus Island.